Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
Hey, let's talk college football here for just a few minutes. The Alabama Crimson Tide for the
Roll Daggum Tide.
Sixth time in the seven times that they have played Kirby Smart in the Georgia Bulldogs have defeated the Georgia Bulldogs. This one, perhaps the most electrifying so far. That one wasn't my best, was it? The most electrifying. So far,
I'm still. Why is Ohio State getting? They were two, then they dropped them to three, and they've been stuck at three, and everybody just keeps jumping them, and all they do is win and win by a pretty big margin. But no, they're just three.
I'm sorry to do it. Because
you're wrong before you even do it. You're just wrong. You're just absolutely wrong. Ohio State deserves to be number one right now, from the beginning until the end. If they don't lose, they should be number one.
Yeah, but Alabama ain't lost either, and they just beat a top five team. You've played Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, and Michigan State.
Exactly. You play
not
the people,
exactly
you play
a murderer's
the people in front of you.
I don't disagree, but let's not pretend you shouldn't be punished or rewarded to some degree.
Yeah, but why did they drop when they didn't lose?
You are the top ranked, you're the third ranked undefeated team in America. There's 12 that get in, you're going to win the Big Ten. What else do you want? Like, being number one is irrelevant as long as you win the Big Ten.
You're right. I mean,
and if you don't win the Big Ten, by your own logic, doesn't matter anymore.
Well, you still get a bye right now, right?
If you win the Big Ten.
If you continue at number three, you would still get the bye.
If you win the Big Ten, you're getting a bye. I don't care if you're 7, 10, doesn't matter.
Okay,
if you win the
top.
With the new format, you win the Big Ten, you catch the bye. If you're one of the top conference champions, which a Big Ten champ will be. So, yeah, you're going to get a bye. So, I want to talk about something else, and I'm going to connect this to it. It is irrelevant outside of pride, right? Outside of having a pride in that number that's next to your name, it is irrelevant for you. Win the Big Ten, you're catching a bye.
As someone who's wearing a shirt today that just happens to say Ohio State on the Ohio State, it bothers me.
I mean, I get it, but also, again, I do think you have to recognize – you ain't played nobody, Paul.
All right, well, start them at three.
Now,
don't start them at two, and then number one loses, and then they move. It doesn't make sense.
It does make sense,
but
it makes sense
again,
in that
these polls don't really matter. Until the CFP comes.
Also
out.
True. I'll tell you what matters. Texas went to Michigan and beat Michigan 31-12. They also knocked off, granted, a bad Mississippi State team, but an SEC opponent, Mississippi
State.
And
they did it with a backup quarterback.
They absolutely did. Alabama just knocked off the number two team in the country. If you switched and put Georgia where Michigan State was and Michigan State where Georgia was, and you guys beat Georgia and Bama beat Michigan State, you'd be number one. That's not a question mark. That's a statement. That's a guarantee. But you did. You are correct. You play who you play, you beat who you play, and you're going to be there. But again, none of this matters. Win the Big Ten, you're catching a bye. That's literally all that matters. Now, what I want to transition this to is a conversation that was taking place Saturday evening. Rob Brown was sitting in a darkened house with no power, as if it was 1942, listening to this game on the radio. Alabama, Georgia. And I will say this. Damn entertaining football contest. Alabama doing their best to try to get Atlanta out of the seat of the most hilarious loss ever when they were up 28-0 at halftime. 3 points better than the legendary 28-3 Super Bowl that Atlanta had a lead by 25 and then lost the football game. They allowed Georgia to come all the way back and take a lead. And then the Alabama Crimson Tide did something absolutely freaking ridiculous. I am going to say very simply that if I tried to do the things that 17-year-old Ryan Williams was doing with the football on Saturday night, every tendon and ligament in my body would evaporate. They would not. They would not rip, tear, shred.
He's only 17. Yeah, when I was 17, I could do some amazing things.
You couldn't do that.
No, I could not. No, but I could still do some things.
You know who else couldn't do that? Every 17-year-old.
I was going to say an 18-year-old probably could do that, or a 19-year-old.
There is so far.
They're making a big deal about his age. I think it's a narrative that a bunch of people have jumped on. Good for him. But so what? He's 17. When I went to college, I was 17.
I mean, that's great. Were
you
playing?
You're right. Not as athletic as him, but still.
Were you at 17 putting yourself in the front seat of the Heisman caliber contest? No, you weren't.
If I'd have been given a chance, Rob.
I just needed a chance. I could have thrown the football over them mountains. Now, you weren't doing what Ryan Williams does. No 18, 19, or 20-year-old in college football right now is doing what Ryan Williams is doing. There's not a receiver that has stood out like Ryan Williams has stood out. The kid's special. There ain't no doubt about it. The kid is special. He's done special things. I tore an ACL watching him put the jukes, the spins, the stutters, the stops, the starts, the shakes, the bakes, the razzles, and the dazzles on that Ryan Williams put on against Georgia on Saturday night. It was spectacular. But as I was perusing social media with the very limited cell phone service that I was able to muster on Saturday evening, what I saw a whole bunch, I can do this, I promise. What I saw a whole lot of was people going, I was told that with the 12-team playoff, these games didn't matter. This one's sure like, yeah, no, let's clear something up very rapidly, if you don't mind. That game didn't matter, okay? But there's a difference between the game don't matter and it doesn't matter, right? Here's the difference. Does that game matter? Right now, it doesn't look like it. Ole Miss ain't what everybody said. Yeah, just like Rob Brown said they weren't going to be. Ole Miss ain't what everybody said they were going to be. They're fine. They're good. They're going to win a bunch more games, but they're not Georgia. They're not Alabama. LSU, okay, like sure. Good win over South Carolina. They're okay. You lost to USC. It's a good USC team, but like you're okay. You're all right. You're fine, right? It's Georgia and Alabama, and then there's everybody else. That just is what it is. In the SEC, let me clarify that. In the SEC, there's UGA, there's Bama, and then there's just everybody else in the Southeastern Conference. All right, everybody, you're gonna want to put Texas in there, and that's fine. We'll see if Texas maybe jumps in there. But I'll tell you right now,
you just remember that they were in the SEC.
I did. It took me a second. But no, I also
my pick to win the SEC.
I also think Texas is fine, but I think Texas defensively has got a couple of liabilities, and I think Georgia can run it up against them, and I think Ryan Williams can do special things against the Texas. I think Alabama, Texas, I'm betting the hell out of the over if they play. Okay, now with all of that being said, I think Alabama and Georgia are repeating this game back. The only way they don't is if somebody snags Texas, and that's certainly a possibility, right? I'm looking up and down the Texas Longhorn schedule as it stands right now. They've got Oklahoma, they've got Georgia, who can remedy that situation. If Georgia beats Texas, they're definitely going. They got A&M waiting for them in the very last game of the year. I think you're getting a repeat of Georgia and Alabama, because I do want to say this. I think that was a one-off performance from Georgia. I think that is going to be the worst performance. I don't think Georgia's as good this year as Georgia was last year. I still think Georgia has one of the best defenses in all of college football. I think they ran up against a Kalen DeBoer team that was just in fuego. I think Georgia had the worst game they'll have all season, and I think Alabama had the best game they'll have all season. All right? This will be real clear. Now, this game only matters.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Might matter. It only matters if Georgia can't beat Texas. And then it will matter, because then this game will have cost Georgia the opportunity to compete for a Southeastern championship. It would have cost Georgia the opportunity to get a first round bye. But if Georgia beats Texas, then this game technically doesn't matter, because they'll play again for the SEC title. And then that game will matter, because that game will determine who gets the first round bye and who's hosting a game in the first round. But for those of us that were pro playoff expansion, and I absolutely was one of them, does this game suddenly not matter? No, it still matters. It still matters because, as we mentioned a moment ago, it matters because it may have kept Georgia out of the SEC championship game and therefore out of the lottery to get a first round bye. But even if Georgia beats Texas and they play again, you know why it matters? It matters because it mattered. Did you see what that stadium looked like on Saturday night? I mean, I didn't. But did you see what that stadium looked like?
I did.
I saw in social media clips after the game.
I got my iPad to work sporadically.
Nice. I didn't. Did you see what that game looked like? It was incredible. Did you see the barbs that were being flung back and forth between Georgia fans and Bama fans on Saturday night? That game matters. College football matters. Even the games that don't matter, matter. Even the games between two teams that are fighting for mediocrity still matter. They matter because the things that we love about football, that's what we go for. You know, the games like that only don't matter if the only thing that matters to you is a natty. If nothing else matters but a natty, then no, that game probably doesn't matter as much to you, right? But if pride in your school matters, if pride in your fandom matters, pride in your community matters, whatever the pride in your family's history matters, whatever the reason that makes you love college football. Because we all want to win national championships for sure. But Lonzo, quick question. If the Buckeyes, hypothetically, and they won't, but let's say they lose the next three in a row and they're just out, do you suddenly stop watching Buckeye football?
No.
No, of course not. Because that's not why we watch football.
It'd be harder to find on TV, but I mean, yeah. I do have extra channels and things. So, yeah.
Because even if you say about your team, you still love
it. You know how many times in my life I've ever seen the scenario that you just pointed out? It's only been a couple.
Yeah. But even when that does happen, that's not why you love college. You don't love college football only because of the national championships. You love college football because all the things that football team take into the field in the scarlet and the gray, well, or the purple and the white, or the garnet and the black, or the orange and the blue, or whatever.
Back in the day, we had to deal with the BCS. So when you had to deal with the BCS and the computers were deciding who was playing for a national championship, you just rooted for your team. Now teams have even an even bigger shot of getting in and doing something thanks to the expansion of the playoffs.
I don't disagree. But even if you're on one of those teams, you're an Auburn fan, you're 0-2 in the SEC, you're not winning that thing. Mississippi State, 0-2 in the SEC, 1-4 overall, you're not winning that thing. But I'm going to go ahead and promise you. In Stark Vegas, Mississippi, the next time the Mighty Bulldogs take to the field, the Mississippi State fans are going to be out there with their clanga-clanga-clanga-clanga-clanga-clanga cowbells hooting and hollering for the Bulldogs. Because what we love about college football isn't just, do we love winning natties? You're damn right we do. But that's not the only reason we love college football. We love the history and the pageantry and the pride and the tradition. And all these things are good things. And I know a lot of you think that because I've said in years gone by that none of those things in the grand scheme of things matter. Because to the people that make the decisions, to the suits, to the power players, they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your history, your tradition, or your pageantry, or your fandom, or any of that. They don't care about that. You know what they care about? How do we get the most dollar bills, y'all, in the coffers? That's it. That's it. As I say all the time, as Lonzo says all the time, as we say all the time, collectively and say so correctly, you want to know how and why a decision got made? It's a real simple process. Follow the dollar bills, y'all. And you'll find out. But we ain't the suits, right? I don't know. Well, I do. Lonzo does. When specific teams in college football are good, yeah, Zoe and I make more money. But 90% of fans, the 99% of fans don't. If you're a South Carolina fan and South Carolina makes an unprecedented run to an SEC title this year, none of y'all are making more money. Hell, if anything, that's going to cost you more money because you're going to have some t-shirts and some hats and some tickets to buy. I'll make more money. But I'm rare in that regard. That's not what they care about. Never has been. They care about the money. You don't. You care about what that school represents, what that logo on your shirt represents. You care about what it says about you when you go out of town and you wear a Gamecock shirt or a Tiger shirt wherever you're going. That's what you care about. So does the game matter? Yeah, probably not as much as it used to, right? Like in days gone by, that could have very well been a season-ending loss for the Georgia Bulldogs. That was it. You're out of the natty hunt. Not so much anymore. So it doesn't matter as much in the scope of college football and the hunt for a natty. But it damn sure meant everything to the 77,000 strong inside of Bryant-Denny Stadium and Nick Saban Field on Saturday night. And it meant everything to the Bama fans who woke up the next day and popped on social media and started firing off reckless driving jokes at Georgia fans. Meant the world to them. And I promise you, there's a bunch of Georgia fans who woke up Sunday morning still in a real bad mood. It mattered to them. Stop looking at it.
Where are our Georgia people?
Yeah, they're quiet today.
Yeah, they're real not. Quiet today. I think they're still there, maybe.
I mean, they are. They'll be back because, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say Georgia ain't losing another game. There's only one more they could lose, which is Texas, but they ain't losing another game. That was a one-off performance.
Even,
that is the worst.
The SEC championship game? They're not losing.
I mean, regular season game.
Okay, all right.
They ain't losing another regular season game. But again, my argument has been forever. Just because I say over here that when the decision makers are making the decisions, they don't care about it. They don't care about the history and the tradition and the pageantry and the fandom. They care about one thing, and that's making more money. That's not how I feel for you guys, for us collectively as fans. Those are the things that make us love college football. If it wasn't for those things, we wouldn't be college football fans. This is why I've said for years, you may be a fan of a player that plays for your school. You are not a fan of players until they are done at your school, right? And that's always been the case. Always. It's just that now they can leave. Base your fandom on the things that make you proud to be a fan of your school, of your team, of your program, whoever it might be, all right? Base your fandom on that. Because if you base your fandom on the pride you have in the script A or the block G or the tiger paw or the gamecock or the Seminole Spear, but ain't nobody proud of that right now. If you base your pride on what makes you proud to be a fan of that school, then every game matters. And every Saturday matters. Win, lose, or draw, whether you're in the hunt for a natty or a conference title or not. Base it on that. So for the folks who were all up in arms, oh, I was told these games don't matter. No. That's not what we said. What we said was, in the landscape of the quest for a natty, yeah, it matters less. Georgia's path to the playoffs, if not the bye, is still set in just about stone. They're going to the playoffs. Because I don't think they're losing another regular season game, but if they do, it's just the one to Texas. They're 10-2, and they're getting in as like the 11 or 12. But that's it. What matters is how you feel watching your squad play on a Saturday and rep your hood.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.